Chapter 28. Aboard the Jade Shadow.
I've got a strange feeling, Ben said as they moved slowly through the maw. He frowned slightly.
What is it? Luke asked.
As if I've been here before.
If I weren't such a tolerant parent, I'd box your ears, Luke said. Ben grinned.
I'll do it,
Vistara offered.
You would, Ben said.
Vistara smiled with mocking sweetness that melted into a genuine smile. The banter was weak, but Luke did not discourage it. Communication had been spotty since they entered the maw, and everyone, including himself, was on edge. To call this alliance uneasy was an understatement, and he did not like being incommunicado with nearly a dozen Sith frigates and the Rockhound. Information had been exchanged. Everyone had the same star charts of the area. Everyone had the course plotted and explained. The Rockhound hovered over all of them, like some extraordinarily ugly mother hen with its chicks, ready to latch on to the Jade Shadow or the frigates if any of them showed signs of drifting. Or, Luke had told Lando privately, signs of veering off with possible hostile intent. Up ahead loomed the twin black holes, looking, as Ben had described, uncomfortably like eyes. Ben was in the pilot seat, and Luke made no move to take his place. He'd done a fine job taking them through this once before. Luke had confidence Ben could do it a second time.
All the Karanaks in a row? Luke asked. All present and accounted for. We're a little ahead of the flock, and judging by the Rockhound's pace, she's going to drop a bit behind in case there are stragglers.
Luke nodded. Take her in, son. Ben closed his eyes for a moment, breathing steadily. His instruments were practically useless for this maneuver, and the Force would be a much more reliable guide. Vistara leaned forward in her seat, expectantly. Ben swore softly.
Stang, it's not there. Never thought I'd be happy to say I didn't feel that tentacle, but it's not there.
What do you mean? Luke asked. Ben's blue eyes flickered to Vistara. Luke felt him weighing the merits of explaining or staying silent. Ben chose to speak. Luke approved at this juncture. The more information they shared, the better. Or at least about this.
I used the Force to bring the Jade Shadow between the black holes through Stable Zone 1, to Sinkhole Station. I felt a weird, dark tentacle thing reaching out to me. I recognized it from when I'd lived in the mall before, as a kid. It was needy. It wanted to find me, keep me safe with it. And instead of shutting down, I kind of used it as a rope to guide the shadow in.
And it's not there now, Luke said, nodding. She doesn't want us to sense her. I'm not surprised that she's able to hide herself in the Force so well, as powerful as she is.
Well, it doesn't make my job any easier, said Ben. I can try, but I have to tell you, Dad, I don't feel at all certain about navigating the shadow, let alone guiding the way for the whole fleet.
That's understandable, Luke said. Let me take the helm.
I can get us there,
Vistara said abruptly, surprising them both.
I know the way.